Michael Lawrence reading from his book Tripping with Jim Morrison, featuring William Burroughs.
In the spirit of true confessions, I anonymously delivered an article about my misadventures to the offices of the Los Angeles Free Press. Like Swift Death was the cover story for the next issue. The preface explained that I was not signing it because I felt that it would be more direct and honest that way, and also I didn't want the LAPD knocking at my door. The use of LSD had become illegal. It hadn't been when I was taking it. The writing in the article was clipped straight to the point. It was a good exercise for me, one of the activities that I did to get off my duff. Also, I moved back to West Hollywood and set to work making a studio out of the basement of my parents' apartment, which had been a workshop when I was attending high school. I painted three of the walls to cheer up the place, a terracotta red, a bright cobalt blue, and a light cadmium yellow. I put an ad in the Free Press for classes. The ad was vague enough. Tarot, mandala, dance, spring, April, sculpture, Michael. Somewhat like a McClure poem, eh? The esoteric note brought me one student, a middle-aged dentist, who wanted me to help with the clay sculpture of St. Francis. My student wanted to know how to organize his creation so that he would have St. Francis surrounded by a halo of doves. We worked this out in a few sessions. My pupil disappeared. My friend Forrest came by and we played together in the clay relief, which I later cast in plaster. There were other visitors. Shelley Burton, who rented the studio for a week whilst writing an article. Jim crashed there a few times, sleeping on a bench. Hal Marshall, a sweet guy and a small-time organizer, stopped by. An assortment of a carnival of friends enjoyed drifting in and out of the studio, which was a stone's throw from the hub of activity just up the road at the Whiskey and other clubs like the Unicorn, Shea Palette, the Fifth Estate, etc. It was a convenient hideaway.